This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution if you would. And, you know, I know I say it all the time. Some of you guys are going like, oh, okay, here he goes. Yeah, well, the way you get involved, the way you do get engaged, the way you do make things happen is to get information. Tune in shows mostly, I hope, like mine. All right, but, you know, for the most part, make sure you get real information. Otherwise, you know, you're going to make yourself nuts. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. Coming up after the break, because I'll tell you what, there's a lot of stuff going on here. You know, CRT is really, really, really bad. However, my next guest, Stacey Lennox with PJ Media, she thinks we ought to keep it because we're focusing on all the wrong things. And I tend to agree with her. Not necessarily keeping CRT, but we're focusing so much on one little part of the bigger dynamic that we're just going to look like a bunch of nutjobs screaming about one issue all the time. It's just not good. Well, it's not healthy, I'll put it that way. And it'll make us look just like a bunch of nut jobs that are just complaining about the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. Right? And we don't, and really, in all sincerity, we don't want to do that. Where was I? I just lost everything I had on the screen. God bless America. I hate computers. It's all right, though. I always eventually get it worked out. What the heck was it? The public schools. God, I'm losing my mind with all these screens. There was a public school teacher who decided to start homeschooling. Now, I want you to let that sink in for a second. And I've been telling you guys this forever. When it comes to your kids didn't ask for you. You, in some way, shape, manner, or form, ask for them. All right? And basically, the bottom line with it is, it's up to you to make sure they get the training they need to get, the education, the health care, and I can go on and on. It's up to you to guard them. And guarding your kids is not making sure they like you. Guarding your kids is not making sure they fit in with the other kids. Guarding your kids is so much more than that. And you need to work hard at it, too. Because I tell you, in today's day and age, they've got the electronics that come at you at 100 miles an hour. You're not the only one. We've all been inundated with the stuff in steps. You know, I know it's not exactly the same, but, you know, what was it? Start off with Sony Walkman for us with our kids. You know, and then it was AOL, and it was that instant messenger. And you're watching all this stuff. You're paying attention to all this stuff. And you really do. If you want to allow your children on those formats, you have to be diligent to make sure they're not seeing all kinds of nasty stuff. It's like I tell some parents, you know, you into porn? No, of course I'm not into porn. Would you want your 12-year-old daughter watching porn? No, of course I don't. Then why are you letting her watch YouTube? There's soft porn for teenagers all over the place. Some of it pseudo-hard porn, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, you're going to get it now. When you are letting them watch these after-school programs, or I don't even know what they call them nowadays, and two kids are in the bathroom, or, you know, a girl and a boy are in the bathroom, and there's a solid connection between them just having sex in high school. Really, are these the things you want them to see? Do you want reinforced on TV? Because they're not just reinforced on TV. Once they see them on television, once they've been to this, what do? They go back out there. They talk to their girlfriends and boyfriends. Have you seen this? Have you been watching this show? What do you think of this? Have you ever done this with so-and-so? Once you get to that question, have you ever done this? Now it puts those kids in a place where they can feel awkward and say no. Because a lot of the kids in school, I don't know what the number was, 60-some-odd percent of the kids had some kind of sexual encounter, and I'm not going to break it down because I don't want to know. Okay? But really, they're with their friends. They don't seem like outcasts. How strong have you helped them become? How strong have you, you know, I know it was a joke with the Reagans and just say no to drugs. Right, I get all of that. But it's the same thing with sex. Tell them what it causes. The heartache it causes. How much value they have. That's the other thing. They don't value themselves. Sex for sex's sake. Today, sex, it's just like, you know, kissing was in the 70s. Do you know what I mean? I mean, it's, you can do a lot of it with a lot of different people. And it's okay. It's acceptable. You need to teach your kids it's not. It's not right. It's not acceptable. It doesn't help. And this is why it doesn't help you. This is why it makes life worse for you. Harder for you. Whatever. Right? And anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. My next guest, again, we're going to talk a lot about CRT. In her article that she wrote at PJ Media, you head over there and check it out. Her name is Stacey Lennox. She says that please stop limiting the battle to critical race. The problem is so much broader. It's nastier. And as long as we keep the focus on those three letters, we're doomed. So we'll see your host bring her on in just a few minutes. We'll be right back.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Look, get involved, get engaged. There's a million ways to get involved with the show, but head up to the website and you'll find out ways to do it. If you're one of those that doesn't like email, but you want to be get a text alert that the show is starting, real simple, text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air here, texting me, tweeting me, just truly, truly, truly being involved in the conversation. Look, I'm blessed to have Stacey Lennox with me right now. And she's a recovering Fortune 500 executive and healthcare professional. She's busting the COVID-19 narrative under the VIP tab to avoid the censors. You know, You're not going to avoid the censors. They sneaky little devils that they are. Stacy, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it.
I'm glad to be here, Joe. Good to be with you.
You know, CRT. I was telling you during the break that I'm on a school board of a large district here in Southern California, and I got on 170 years ago because I wanted to bring career tech ed back to the schools. I wanted to teach kids how to be, you know, carpenters, plumbers, electricians, all the nasty stuff that you shouldn't be. Because
excellent,
you know, so.
Yep.
I didn't know I was going to get messed up in all this, you know, now we're changing history, we're changing how the government operates, we're, you know, what's right is wrong, what's wrong is right. It's driving me out of my mind. And now CRT is in and prevalent here in California. They're going to push it. They're going to make it happen. Your contention in your recent piece on PJ Media is that this is we're giving too much attention to CRT. It's drawing our attention away from some other things.
It's not really that it's drawing our attention away from other things. It's that by putting the R word in the middle, it's really underestimating the problem. When you go back and you actually look at the history of critical theories, they go back to a philosophy in the Frankfurt School that said, well, you know, we kind of blew it because your coworkers are not really your brothers, so we were never going to get a revolution that way. So we're going to try to get it based on people who look like you, who are like you, who have similar experiences to you. And they developed this thought process that is very, the only word I can come up with is caustic to something like a liberal democracy, like the Western democracies are. We're going to complain and complain and complain and complain very cynically with no solutions. And because liberal democracies want to solve problems, we're going to listen and we're going to try, and it just becomes really ugly. So if you look at what's actually going on in K-12 now, it's any immutable characteristic, whether you're a boy or a girl, whether you're black, white, Mexican, Asian, whether you're gay or straight, whether you have a normal gender identity, whether you're an immigrant, whether you're disabled, whether you are a little bit hefty or maybe have the metabolism of Tigger on speed, right? So skinny girls are oppressing heavy girls. People with disabilities are oppressed by those without them. So it's the whole intersectional thing coming in. And they assign motives, historical guilt, and motivations to people, to children, based on those things they can observe about them, which is nothing we allow under the 1964 Civil Rights Act, under the ADA. I mean, there's all kinds of law governing this curriculum, and I really think it's time to take it to the legal level.
We're seeing some of the state AGs do that and push back on it, even some of the legislatures stepping up to try to pass. But I'm on your side from saying, stop passing new laws. Stop trying to find different ways to put something in the way. We already have laws against this. What you need to start doing is pushing the laws we already have, enforcing the laws we already have against this kind of thing. And CRT in and of itself is you know, I say it's 110% racist just in the way it's worded, the way it plays out, isn't it?
Well, you're never going to get a book in your child's K-12 curriculum that says, this is a book on critical race theory. It's right. Not going to happen. It's a lens through which everything is taught. So people seem to be focusing a lot on history. Saying we can't teach it through a critical theory lens does not mean we can't teach it accurately.
Right.
What it means is we can't say all white people are bad, all black people are oppressed, and now you owe me reparations. We have to teach history as it factually happened and what actually happened at the time. And we can include new things. We can include Juneteenth. We can include Black Wall Street in Tulsa. We can include all the wonderful former slaves, who formed educational institutions, who formed economic institutions, who formed transportation systems when America was at its worst in a segregated society. That doesn't mean we have to say because you're a black child, you are oppressed, and because you're a white child, you have unearned privilege. And oh, by the way, if you're white adjacent, which would mean Asian Indians and Asian Americans who have come here and engulfed themselves in the mm-hmm. culture and been successful, or Nigerians or Caribbean Americans who have come here and engulfed themselves in the culture and been successful, they're all what's called white adjacent. Even Cuban Americans and Venezuelan Americans who come here for freedom, they're white adjacent because they're buying into the concepts. So this can even get into math. In math, certain children are not allowed to be expected to get the right answer or show their work because that's white supremacy.
I'm laughing because I do these stories on a regular basis, and you know, you start to notice after a while that everything that's tough, that may hurt a certain group, or they feel that certain group won't be able to rise to the occasion. Let's not teach them better. Let's not train them better. Let's bring the standard down to a level where they don't have to do anything to pass it. You know, give them any kind of challenge whatsoever.
I would like to give people a website they can go to that disproves this entire narrative.
Go for it.
It's called Success Academies. It's a charter school in New York City that's 100% lottery. The average family salary a couple of years ago was less than $50,000.
Wow.
They have kids on IEPs. They're 94% minority. They deal in some of the poorest communities in New York City. Do you know what they do on standardized tests?
Don't say it. Don't say it, because we're going to go to a break and I want people to come back and hear it. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Rescue crews in Surfside, Florida continued to look through rubble after a high-rise condo partially collapsed at 1:30 in the morning. Nearly 100 people are still unaccounted for.
I can assure you that these fire rescue personnel, the best in the world, the ones that are called upon to come out in crises everywhere, are working as hard as could possibly be. They are so motivated.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava. She said structural engineers are trying to determine what caused the collapse. There are reports that the roof was being worked on at the time. The New York State Appellate Court suspended Rudy Giuliani's law license after concluding that he lied about the election fraud. Giuliani made demonstrably false and misleading statements about the 2020 election. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. This is the Real Style of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me, that you spend with us, the emails that you write, the texts that you send. But let me get right back to it, because we're talking about, you know, CRT. And we talk about education a lot on the show. We talk about the damage that we're doing to our kids on a regular basis in the public school systems. I will not paint with a broad brush that says every public school system is bad, because I know some that are doing well. They've not bought into this garbage, and they're actually teaching their kids the basics, reading, writing, and arithmetic, which is what we need to get back to and get away from all this other crazy stuff, which is why I've asked Stacey Lennox to join me, and she's a writer over at PJ Media. She's a recovering Fortune 500 executive and healthcare professional. Stacey, thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate your time.
Yeah, I had to leave human resources forever because of this woke crap. I went in to help companies perform better, and all of a sudden, yeah, no. Anyway, I actually had the good fortune today, because I was interested in my legal theories, because I was taking it from an employment perspective, right? We have similar non-discrimination laws under Title VII that the school districts do under Title VI. And that's of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. And so I talked to Kelly Miller of Schoolhouse Rights. It's schoolhouserights.org. And I think when I wrote in the title that this is more insidious than you think, this can come into your school district through a single teacher who was taught through this lens in their own education degree. This can come through in a purchased program. In Williamson County in Tennessee, they've purchased a program called Wit and Wisdom, which Kelly is actually dealing with right now. And if I read you what they were doing to second graders, it would stand your hair on end. It's basically very, very graphic. They're teaching them 9 weeks in second grade of segregation and racism. And it goes through some of the most violent aspects of our history with Jim Crow that I don't even know if I would teach to a high schooler. I think it's college level material, and they're doing it in second grade.
So that was a purchase. They also have consultants that come in and help train your teachers and instruct your teachers and teach them words like diversity, equity, inclusion. If you ever hear that, have a seizure. Those are not good words, and they're a clue that your school district is going down a bad road, but they sound like really nice words. So a lot of school administrators who don't understand the actual definitions of those words will buy into it. Equity means equal outcomes. Whenever you hear that word equity, not equality, equality is good, equity is bad. Equity means equal outcomes, no matter where you start from. It's not a good thing. It means things like the restorative justice programs that gave us the Parkland shooter. Okay, so don't ever tolerate that.
Well, listen, I'm laughing and giggling in the background because it's not necessarily what you're saying, but you know, being on a school board myself, I jokingly mm-hmm. refer to it as the Columbo method. You know, I'm right. The old white guy with no paper, so I forced them to speak these things because you know how it works. They get on a roll, they're doing a presentation, they throw out all these acronyms, they throw all these words, and they sound like geniuses. And very few parents will say anything about it because they don't want to sound like they're questioning somebody who has an education. So I slowed them down and say, look, I barely made it out of high school. Explain to me what restorative justice is. I want you to give me an illustration because I don't understand it. And you could see them struggling to get it out there because they know they sound foolish. You know?
They know they sound ridiculous. And here's the thing. I'm in a unique position. I write for a conservative outlet. I'm a conservative activist. I can go out in public and say, yeah, I voted for the orange man bad, and I don't get fired. I also have no children in public schools. And you can't really hurt me. So in northern Georgia, I'm the mouthpiece for rent, which means if you are a parent group and you're worried about what happened to the parents in Loudoun County, Virginia, they were being doxxed, their children were being doxxed, they were being harassed, they were being defamed. Now they've been arrested, some of them, for just using their First Amendment rights and trying to hold the people they elected accountable.
Yep.
When you need somebody to go toe-to-toe with these people, I have a master's degree from Cornell. I have actually read this stuff. I understand what diversity training is. I actually performed it. I understand how this is different. I understand that, what do they call it? Unintended bias or unconscious bias is garbage.
Yep.
It's garbage. It doesn't exist. There is no scientific anything behind it.
Nope.
I can actually go toe-to-toe with school boards in a 60-second elevator speech and make them explain to me exactly what they mean by saying these nice, pretty words, because I can tell you what those nice, pretty words mean. Now tell me how you're going to implement them. I'm not a lawyer. I'm just, shall we say, tenacious. And I think we need more people like me of a certain generation, Joe. I'm pretty sure you and I are both X. We have a foot with the greatest generation. We have a foot with Gen Z, and we need to be able to communicate that history in a way that makes sense. Somehow I think our millennial brothers or our millennial little cousins lost it.
Yep.
They don't get it.
Well, you know, they didn't have what I had growing up and a few others, which is, you know, I had family with my accountability. We spent every Sunday, mm-hmm. you know, at dinner with either grandma's house or my aunt's house, and family was there. Family was there to kind of knock you upside the head or love up on you, whatever you needed, to make sure you were on the right path and moving in the right direction. All that's gone to a big degree. You know, it's all about the smartphone. Isn't that loving and kind? There's no accountability to the older folks. It's only to their own group, if you would.
I mean, even culturally, I was 8 when President Reagan was elected. I had no confusion about who our ideological enemies were from that day forward. We were not communists. We were America. We believe in these things.
Right.
Da 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 da. The fact that we now live in a world where we have an administration that can't look at the Communist Party of China and say, that is not who we are. They are bad.
they're committing genocide.
Yep.
We can't say these things. Like, for somebody who grew up in my generation where I had a president who looked at the head of the Soviet Union and said, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall. Like, kids today don't understand that. They're not taught that. And they don't understand that the history of the 20th century, the early part of the 20th century, is that both fascism and communism suck, and we're not either one.
Nope. You know, you remember when Reagan, or do you remember reading at all the history books shortly after, how the Dems went out of their minds when he said that, that he was going to start World War III, cowboy diplomacy. I can't believe he's talking to the Soviet Union president like that.
Peter Robinson works for the Heritage Center, and he does an interview series, or it's not Heritage, the one out at Stanford, where Sol and the rest of them are. So Peter Robinson actually put that line in because Reagan insisted on it.
Yep.
Reagan actually penned in his own speeches, and all the speech Robinson was a speechwriter, Peter was, and he looked at him like, they're all like, are you sure? He's like, I'm absolutely sure. I don't know. I think the reason I was okay with Trump, because I saw what he did and not what he said.
Right.
Is because I grew up during Reagan. Like, I don't care what you say. I don't care if Jim Acosta cries. I don't care what you tweet. What do you do?
Right.
No, and he did amazing things.
I'm totally in agreement. You know, you look back to the talking to the school boards, and I tell parents this all the time. First of all, you should be offended at the fact that the way they talk with you and they look down on you. You elected them. They're no better than you are. They're people that have jobs just like you do. They probably have kids in the district, or they don't. But they're people just like you. And then once they get on these boards after a while, they start looking down on you like, I know better than you. And I see the surveys that come in, and I see the emails that come in, and I watch some of my trustees, my colleagues, vote against the majority because they're smarter and they know better. Hey, I want to hold you over for a few more minutes after the commercial. Is that okay with you?
Sure thing.
All right. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. Joe Mussini, your host. You are listening to The Real Side. Be right back.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business. But our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
I'm a senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. You know, I just want to answer quickly somebody in the chat room. You know, when I first got on the board, somebody said this, and it's so true. You really don't know the amount of power you have and or don't have, for that matter. And there were a lot of times that I won't say I went along to get along because I didn't. I just didn't understand. And even though I had been going to, I've been involved with the school district, I've been going to board meetings or what have you, I really didn't get the flow at first. But then you realize how much power you can have if you do it right. And you realize how to make things happen, how to put things on the table. And when you realize that political correctness will get you absolutely nowhere, and the only way to get done what you need to get done, or at least get the conversation rolling, is to flush political correctness, lay the cards on the table, the truth, not what you believe to be truth. It will change things. It can make things happen. I've been able to get a lot of things done on my school board, in my school district, by not allowing us as a board, us as a district, to hide behind any kind of curtain or any kind of smoke screen. Seriously, people. So when you vote somebody in, or as I say, when you hire somebody, you need to make sure that that's somebody's backbone that they have when they're running for office, they maintain when they get in the office, or you get rid of them. Here in California, you can get recalled. I don't know what it is in every other state. But you Once you start showing some of these other elected officials that you're willing to take the time it takes to recall somebody to get them gone because they didn't do what they said they were going to do, you'll watch things start to change. But until then, you're leading your kids to the slaughter to a big degree. Let me bring her on with me. Stacey Lennox joins me. She's a writer over at PJ Media. She's also a recovering Fortune 500 executive and healthcare professional. Stacey, thanks for being with me.
No problem. I was going to say I have a hoodie I wear to meetings. Oh. You're trying to hurt my feelings. Bad news is I don't have any. I think you do. Be careful.
My favorite saying, and it makes some of those on the left very mad, is I don't care. I only care about what's doing right for the kids. I don't care about getting reelected, and I don't even care if you like me or not. And it makes
well,
me mad.
I detect a little accent in your voice that indicates you might not be
from California
anymore than I'm from Georgia. So
I grew up in Boston, and I'm known as being a Boston Bulldog. So you take it from there.
Yeah, I'm from New York.
All right, so you get it.
Yeah, I get it. We have simpatico going on here. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I always heard for years it was for the kids, it was for the kids, it was for the kids. But I got on the board. Being for the kids had a different meaning than I thought it was supposed to have. And yeah. I wasn't going down without a fight. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, even if you're in a unionized district, it's never for the kids because unions don't care about kids. They care about density and dues. I did labor relations for years. That's all they care about. And they'd much rather have a lot of high-priced administrators than a bunch of low-paid teachers because that gets them more dues. So it's really kind of great.
The education system's going to have to change tremendously.
I am brutal to Randy Weingarten on Twitter. I think she's the devil. and she's the head of the American Federation of Teachers. Yep. If you live in the greater Los Angeles area and your schools did not open, she's the reason.
Yep.
Anyway, Kelly Miller, this attorney with Schoolhouse Rights, she's getting calls from parents all over the country, and she thinks a lot of it was born out of the pandemic. But she did have some advice for parents if they were dissatisfied with what was going on or they saw some of this stuff in their children's classrooms. And she basically said that the two big things are identity exercises. So if your child is given an assignment that forces them to disclose certain identities, what their race is, what their gender is, or are they gay or are they straight, and those attached to labels, that is a huge red flag, and that's going on in K through 12 in some form or another. So if they're being forced to do exercises that start to define them by their immutable characteristics, whether your parents were born here, whether you're an immigrant, not good. Stop it right there and say your child is not going to participate in that activity and they can't be graded on it. If your child ever tells you they were forced to say something or admit to something that they don't believe, that's compelled speech, and that is absolutely a problem.
You know, you're such an optimist. One of my biggest beefs with parents these days is they've had to with distance learning, but before that, they weren't spending a lot of time with their children. They weren't paying attention to what's going on in school, and I believe that's why a lot of this has creeped in, and it does my heart so much good to watch these parents now getting up to the podium and really letting the board have it.
You're talking to a mother who knew enough 10 years ago when her child was assigned to read something by Toni Morrison where a infant was killed by a young mother for reasons, right?
Right.
And their child was assigned to write a perspective on that particular thing. I went straight to the class and I said, you don't make my child write something they don't think for themselves, because when you make them write something, it wires their brain. They're going to write whatever they feel on the values that they've been taught by me and their life to this point. They're not going to write the position you tell them. So if you're not involved, that's your first mistake. Sorry, I can't be very sympathetic.
No,
I worked full time. I was traveling. I was doing all of this stuff. So, yeah. If you're not involved and you don't know what's going on with your kids and you don't know what they're being assigned, that's on you. If you're not active and you're not watching, you better start. But she also says when you notice these things, the first step is to get a parent group. You don't pick up the phone and call a lawyer like her saying, oh, I have this thing, what do I do? You get a parent group, you start collecting the stuff that your kids are being given. You learn how to write Freedom of Information Act requests and collect curriculum documents and emails and curriculum instructions. Then you work together to go to your local school board. And if you're not successful petitioning them with that information, then you call an attorney, because there are absolutely things here. Unfortunately, she feels that getting this out of our schools is going to be a longer-term process, because it has to a lot to do with how our teachers are educated. So you may not be like Williamson County, Tennessee, and have a purchased curriculum come in where you can just say, we're not going to use this anymore. You may have a singular teacher that's going to tell your kids that George Floyd was killed because Derek Chauvin was a racist, which nothing in the outcome of that case indicates. It doesn't indicate race was ever involved, but they use it as a racial cudgel, right? You're just going to have teachers that are going to teach that because they're bathed in the social justice warrior mentality. And to do it on a teacher-by-teacher basis, I think, personally, if some of these groups, No Left Turn Education, Liberty Moms, and a few others got together and seriously started to think about how we break the public school monopoly, we would be a lot better off, because I don't think the government should be educating our kids, and that's actually what we have today.
Well, the only place I'll take a little exception at that is because where we're at today is a great ending to that line. You know, the original intent of public school, we are 180 degrees plus away from that. It was never meant to be what we're doing today. Reading, writing, arithmetic, science, that was it. It wasn't all this, lack of biology, bullpucky stuff. I'll be nice about it.
Well, I'll just share with you an article I wrote related to COVID. This has nothing to do with critical race theory. It was a bunch of MIT researchers who were looking at network analysis and how people interacted online, and they had a group called Anti-Maskers, which I'm proudly one of. But anyway, at the end, they went through this whole thing where they said, oh, this group, they shared studies, they made sure everybody understood, they were, like, looking for information and sharing it readily. The problem with them is that they see science as a process rather than an institution. These are PhDs from MIT. That's how long we've been doing this.
Wow. Yeah. But I am on a public education board, but I'm not one of those guys that runs around telling how great it is, because I see so many flaws. I mean, you think about where technology has come today. You think of where we're at with medicine and technology today. And in school, we're still teaching the same way we were 200 years ago, right?
I look at my nieces, who my sister homeschools, and my 10-year-old niece can tell you more about ancient Greece than most high school graduates.
You're right. I can't even argue with you.
And she only works on her schoolwork about 3 hours a day.
Yep. Yep. I know so many children like that. So many of them. And yet the pushback I get from the school district is that these kids are so far behind that I say, you're wrong. You're not telling
the
truth.
Wrong.
Okay. I know these kids, a lot of them, and they're so far ahead of our children.
Not only can she tell you more about ancient Greece and Greek philosophy than most high school graduates, she's also about one step away from global competition in Irish dance.
Wow.
So,
all right, Stacey, we're up against the time. People can find you at PJ Media and where else?
You can find me on Twitter at ScottsFire, ScottsFyre, and on most of the social media platforms, same place, except Facebook. I'm the Liberty Gypsy.
I hate Facebook. But anyway, Stacey, thanks for spending your time with me. I very much appreciate it. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.
Thank you, Joe.
Yep. Joe Bettini, your host, just to the real side on GCN.